you've
Mr. Wilson, hi, we've got you. How can you sometimes use anger, if it's possible, a small outburst to your advantage?
Well, I think that's a general point. Anger can be used to an advantage when it's managed, and it can be used to help you achieve various goals. But what was very interesting about the interchange between Boris Johnson and Ken Livingstone is that what you saw were two very different styles of anger. Now, of course, the viewers didn't have the benefit of seeing the video, which I managed to watch yesterday. And what you saw was Ken Livingstone actually using an interrogative style of anger, where he was pointing a finger at Boris and making a series of very sort of cool and logical accusations, which seemed to make a lot of sense. And Boris's response, if you notice in his body language, he turned away, he sort of hunkered down. He wouldn't look at Ken Livingstone, and the only times he would turn round would be to say to him, "You're wrong, that's not true." And he wouldn't make eye contact. And you could see that Boris was very much in his feelings and really struggling to manage them.
And then towards the end of the debate, David, Boris Johnson totally turns his back, completely turned his back.
Absolutely.
On its seat. And they're almost like riding a bus now, in that one is in front of the other. What do we take from that?
What we take from that is that in that psychological war that was going on in the studio, actually Ken won, if you like, the battle. He was like the condemning teacher, and Boris was the shameful schoolboy. He looked like a young child almost in the way he was hiding away and imagining. He was making an incredible effort to contain his anger and all the feelings he was having of injustice.
And yet, lastly, I have to tell you, the poll that we've done here on LBC 97.3 in conjunction with our friends at London Tonight, voters seem to like a little bit of anger, David.
Well, Boris Johnson is a feelingful politician, and it does seem that voters like feelings in politicians, whether or not they agree with the policies. And I think that's one of Boris Johnson's big advantages. He doesn't really have to express policies just by being himself. He seems to attract people. I suspect he's probably lucky. They're both probably lucky that the incident in the lift wasn't filmed.
I know. We checked. Unfortunately, there were no cameras in there, but we're on it for next time. David Wilson, thank you, who's an anger management therapist with Anger Planet.